Welcome to another episode of the LV podcast with your host, Michelle Hall. That's me. Listen. Oh, listen, family. We have a lot to talk about today. Our episode before, we talk about, you know, about change. We were talking about change and addressing change and our relationship with change and how we really need to embrace change, whether we perceive it as good or bad, right? But then if we're going to really talk about change, we have to talk about decisions. Yeah, you heard me, decisions. Listen, I'm right with you. Sometimes we have to make so many decisions every day. Okay, what should we do? What should we wear? What time should we leave? How should we organize our lives? Those with families, what should we do with our children? How to get them ready for school? All kinds of decisions. We are bombarded with decisions daily. But the funny thing, as much as we have to make decisions, these snap decisions and some thought out decisions, as much as we have to make all those decisions on a daily basis, moment by moment basis, most of us still don't have a good relationship with decision making, right? We don't have that relationship with decision making. Things that make us uncomfortable, well, let's talk about me, you know, like we do. A lot of times I just have to give you what I've walked through. So everything that I speak about on my podcast, it has to do with something either I have walked through or am walking through, right? And a lot of times when we have things that we are kind of uncomfortable with, you know, those areas in our life where we didn't make the best decisions before, and when we're faced with those scenarios, a lot of times what we do, some of us ignore it, some of us avoid making the decision. Sometimes we just make the opposite decision because we knew when we made that other decision, it had a bad outcome. But the thing about it, you have to really think about when you're making decisions, the decisions that really propel you into your purpose, the decisions that continue the process and get you to where you need to be. It's important that you make the right decisions, right? And so as I was looking at these times of decision making, this is what the thought that came to me, the deciding factor. So what makes decisions that we make day to day, those quick decisions, those decisions we don't even think about, different than the major decisions, is the deciding factor. You know, the factor that interrupts what you're planning to do, that deciding factor that interrupts your path, you're thinking of doing something or you're continuously making the same decisions, continuously doing the same thing, walking in a routine that does not serve you. You continue making that same decision over and over again, expecting a different result, but you make that same decision. You make that same choice. You do the same thing, right? But there are some times, I know about me, where I have to call it the deciding factor. That's when something comes in, there's a factor that comes in that interrupts what I'm thinking. The factor that comes in that interrupts the pattern, you know, the monotony, when I'm doing the same thing over and over and over again and not getting the results, is not propelling me into my purpose. I'm not walking further into my purpose. And then guess what? I have that factor comes in, and that factor is called the deciding factor. So how do you know something is a deciding factor? We're going to talk about any journey. So right now, of course, you all know, as I said before, I've struggled throughout my life with my weight. There were times that I definitely won in several areas, but then I always struggled with my weight, right? But any time that the change took place, there was always something that interrupted what I was doing. But the key to it, I had to recognize it. So this time I was further further off in the weight. And let's understand weight, physical weight. Yes, physical weight, spiritual weight, sometimes emotional weight, things that cause you to slow down, something that cause you not to get to where you need to be. What I recognized was that those were decisions that I was making daily, some wrong decisions. I was making the decisions daily based on my emotions, based on what was going on, based on what I was feeling, based on my circumstance, based on my comfort level, but not necessarily making the decisions based on what I needed to do, on the deciding factor. And then all of a sudden, I had some things started. Either it would be something with my health. I would find that I was not as energetic, or or something as simple as I saw something different. I could see on camera when I'm doing a live, or when I could see a difference from pictures, I could see a difference. And not only in my physical way, the way I was handling things, the way that I was looking at things, my countenance was different. Things were different because I had made these decisions. But so that, whatever it was, a combination of those things was the deciding factor for me, right? So even though I'm on the journey, something was ignited on the inside of me. So I'm sharing that because you have to pay attention to the deciding factor. There's something that stops you in your tracks. And when that thing hits you and stops you in your tracks, don't ignore it. Go ahead and make the different decision. Go ahead and make the change. Let me tell you the definition of decision. The definition is a conclusion or resolution reached after consideration. Let me get that to you. A conclusion or resolution reached after consideration, after you've considered some things, after you've assessed your situation, after, I'm going to take it here, after that you've sought God. Lord, I don't know what's going on. Lord, I don't have enough energy. Lord, I don't know what's going on with my life. Lord, so many things seem out of control. Lord, I seem out of sync. Lord, I am not connecting the same way with you. Lord, what is it? Let him be the deciding factor. Let him go ahead and make the decision. When he allows that factor to come in, that's that thing that comes in that allows you to go ahead and make the change. And see, the thing about it is, what I learned is when I paid attention to that factor, that thing that made me pause, made me take a look. I took a minute and take a look. What I found is God always brought in an answer, right? And so the last time I lost a whole lot of weight, the last time I was in the same struggle, and I was at my church, and I was sitting in the congregation, I think it was Bible study, and I'm sitting there minding my business, and my pastor comes up the hall, up the aisle at the church, and Bible study is over. He speaks to a sister that was sitting in front of us. Little did I know at the time, my church was about to start something called Women on the Move, right? But I didn't know that was in the works. But my pastor came up and started to talk to the sister who was organizing it about it and saying, okay, we have to get this started now. We have to get Women on the Move now. And I'm hearing the conversation and he's talking to her. Now, he wasn't talking to me, but I understood that was part of my factor. That was a factor. I have been asking God. I just asked God, God, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. And at the same time, the word came, just make the decision. You've got to make up in your mind. And guess what? When that opportunity came, I made a commitment to that. So while it was going on, I was the last person to stay on that program. Every time when she met during lunchtime, when she had it in the evenings, when she had workout times in those times, and it was like within, I don't even think it was 60 days. It was like 60 days and my whole body was transformed. What I'm saying to you is, not only that you have to look at what's going on, when that factor comes in, when the deciding factor comes, you have to acknowledge it is, and then watch God open up the way for you to walk in it. Now, let's bring it to your everyday thing. This is my journey right now. So right now in this season, here it is. Yes, I fell off the wagon. I started over again. Lord, I don't know what to do. God, I don't know how to move from this point. Then I lost my aunt that I was really, really close to, that I am really, really close to, it really took a toll on me, but I kept going, right? But it made me feel like I didn't want to continue. I didn't want to continue on the journey. I wasn't focusing on what I was eating. I was eating whatever I wanted to do. I was doing whatever I wanted to do. You see, I was making wrong decisions. And then God, I said again, Lord, I don't know what to do. And then God brought something else in. I'm just going to go ahead and mention it. Fit and Thick. You can find them on Facebook. Fit and Thick. Thick from Grace Mackey. And I was, I saw the post, everything else. I started this a couple months ago, but I didn't make the decision. Then I finally made the decision. And now it's, and within a 3-week span, I've already seen the change. Now, let's not talk about my body. I'm talking about my mindset. So why am I sharing with you? Why am I being so transparent with you all? Because all these decisions, this is not in just this area, right? We have other areas that go on in our lives. We still say we want to, we need to start that business. Okay, no, we need to go back to school. Oh no, we need to do these things, but we still make every decision opposite in the direction that we need to go to. And then when God now comes and brings a factor that you can't ignore, the deciding factor. That's the moment of decision. You have to make a decision at that time. When he now comes to you, and especially in this season, if what's going on in the world right now, you have to make some decisions. What's going on in the world right now, you have to choose. You've got to make some decisions. Am I going to do the things I am called to do in this season and time? Time is so short. It's so short. And with everything going on, we have to make better decisions. And we have to allow God to direct our path. Because, see, he promises to do that. It's us that don't listen. I hope I'm making myself clear. I want to get that away. I'm sharing. Like, let me tell you, anyone that knows me knows that this is a sensitive situation. This is a sensitive topic for me. But understand that when God puts it in your face, he allows you, ask the Lord for help, and he now brings help. So throughout the process, it wasn't just Fit and Thick. I had, you know, people, some people, a sister-in-law came in and said, okay, we need, you know, what are you doing? And it was not about the size. It was just about what I was doing, how I was operating. It was changing me, and I wasn't able to step out. But today, I decree and declare over my, let me tell you, I'm showing you how to do it. When you have the battle, that battle, you acknowledge God. And then when you need to make a decision, make the decision. Trust what he says and make the decision. You don't have to always understand it. But when that decision, when it's time to make the decision, you must make the decision. Again, decision, a conclusion or resolution reached after consideration, the action or process of deciding something or of resolving a question. All right? A conclusion or resolution reached after consideration. Consider your situation. Consider the situation that you're in. I'm telling you, the deciding factor, if you acknowledge that deciding factor, life will look different in just even a few days. It can look different in a week. You'll look back at that moment in time that deciding factor happened. You'll look back at that moment in time and see how far you've come. So I'm encouraging you all today. If you are sitting in a place, sometimes situations cause you to be depressed. Sometimes situations cause anxiety because you feel like there's nothing that you can do. That you feel like it's easier just to sit still. I'm telling you, the deciding factor. Okay? Use me today as a deciding factor. This message is coming to you is coming to your doorstep. It's right in your face. So if you hear this message and something is coming to your mind or dropping in your spirit of something that you need to address, go ahead. It is the deciding factor. Go ahead, address it, and go ahead and take the journey. And I'm telling you, God will then go ahead. Next thing you know, someone will come to you. A message will come to you. Something will, all of a sudden, you'll get an answer as to next steps, and your life has changed. So you need a change? That was the last one. I need a change. What I'm telling you today is, listen to the deciding factor. And when you get that interruption in the direction you're going in, or the interruption in what you think is correct, the interruption, the thing that's not yielding anything, the way you're going is not giving you a yield. You're not seeing a harvest. You're not seeing growth. It's time to make the decision. A conclusion or resolution reached after consideration. All right, family. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to the LV podcast with Michelle Hall. And until next time, be blessed. Remember, go through your day, your week in victory, knowing that God can do anything but fail. Love you all.